Hey, Aaron here. Just wanted to drop a quick note. All right. So as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I do drive Uber. All right. So I drive Uber as my whole eating shit to get to where I want to go. Right. If you listen to about two podcasts ago, I kind of explained that in detail. But yeah, so every morning I wake up about 4:30. I wash up, I get into Uber, and I'm usually in the car by about 5 a.m. in the morning, right? So I get in the car, 5 a.m. in the morning, I get, you know, drives, and then, you know, after it starts dying down, I usually hit the gym, come home, and then I start my day, right? So today, I got some interesting riders, actually. Some high executive, some people. And usually, you know, when you start a conversation, I usually ask, you know, how long I've been driving Uber for, and, you know, I usually tell them my spiel, which I'll go to in detail now. So actually in 2015, I got laid off. I was a IT director for a law firm. I did that for about 7 years. And, you know, the firm decided to transition my role out into... they transitioned my role into more of they transitioned to a company who, like, it's called MSP, who could handle 24-hour operations, IT operations. So anyway, I got laid off in 2015, right around a month before my daughter was born. So I decided just to stay home with her, and I was living in New York at the time. And then last summer, 2016, I moved to New Jersey. And when I moved to Jersey, kind of my severance kind of ran out. So you know, I kind of needed some ways just to, you know, help at the home. And I was actually in 2015, I also had my real estate license, which I did, and I was getting some money there too. But then we decided to move to New Jersey for a better living for our family. So anyway, we moved in Jersey in 2016 last summer. I decided, you know, let me just drive some Uber. Because it wasn't as high of a requirement to drive Uber in New Jersey as it was in New York at the time. So anyway, I drove Uber part-time, and it's something I've been doing, you know, just to get, you know, grocery money, money in the fridge, right? And anyway, driving executive today, I kind of tell them, you know, my journey and told them about what I'm doing as far as business, and I'm getting a lot of people that's interested in actually doing business with me, and also people that's giving me great pointers. I had one today who kind of was speaking in the medical. He was a venture capitalist in the healthcare space, and he was telling me an area in healthcare that is in need, specifically in New Jersey, that's in need of my services. So that was a great conversation. So I'm gonna kind of pursue that, and you know, it's just great. You know, sometimes, you know, you go through things and you kind of divert, and you kind of divert to what you think is a diversion. You go in the opposite direction that you want to go in, and, you know, along the journey you meet people that, you know, that helps you, you know. I'm a firm believer that God, you know, put people into your life that's going to help you get from level to level, from, you know, different stages in your life. And you know, today that person that came into my car was definitely someone God put in my path to show me, you know, different ways to navigate and to grow my business. So, you know, while I'm eating shit, I'm also getting a taste of the caviar that I referred to in my last podcast. So just a quick you know, one-liner that I wanted to drop here on this podcast. And yeah, man, you guys go out there, go get it, and embrace the journey and learn along the way. Fail forward. All right. So peace. Talk to you later.